You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, don't miss the excitement and action live at First Energy Stadium. Now's the time to secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Michael Regei with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And yesterday, the big decision was the quarterback decision. No question about it. And we caught up with both Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel after practice yesterday. And Brian Hoyer was asked about his reaction to being named the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Like I told you guys on Monday, I mean, I was going to come in here and prepare like I have the entire year. And, you know, obviously Coach Pettine told me the news and, you know, back to business as usual. Just like I said, I would prepare either way. And so it's good to get back out there and get a good day's work in, get ready for Indy.
We heard Coach Pettine talk about the potential Johnny package. Here is Brian Hoyer on how he feels about the return of the Johnny package.
I know that's something that's on the table. And like I said, that, you know, when it happened the first time, whatever helps this team win, especially now with 4 weeks to go and trying to make a playoff push, I mean, you know, I'm all for it.
And that is a change in his tune, by the way, from earlier in the season when he said, basically, I don't want to come off the field. I'm not really in favor of this. A little bit of a change in his tune there, which makes you wonder if he was said, hey, they told him, listen, we're probably going to do this. Let's all just kind of be on the same page and try to make this as smooth a transition as possible.
Yeah, and I think the mentality is, and I think Coach Pettine probably had it in that one-on-one conversation, as Brian said, that, you know, some things he didn't feel the need to share is, this is an all, you know, push all your chips in to win these.
Deck.
It's all hands on deck. Push all your chips in the middle to win football games. And if these coaches and Johnny can bring that spark and spark this offense and maybe convert a third down or score in the red zone, that, and it's the difference between winning and losing, every Cleveland fan should be all for it.
Should be, and I don't think there's any question about that. That's exactly what Mike Pettine's message was intended to do. What does he always say? There's competition each and every week at every position. Nathan, that's something that Coach Pettine has been very, very strong about from the moment that the first ball went in the air in late July.
There's no question. That's been a hallmark of this team and what they've been trying to do.
Yeah, and a hallmark of this team, which is so great. But, guys, this is going on in winning football teams all across the National Football League. But because it's pertinent to us and we're so passionate about Cleveland, you know, we're up at arms each and every week. But that happens across the league.
It does, and Brian Hoyer, though, to his credit, you know, he stayed resolute in his confidence, did not waver, because I think he always wanted the opportunity. As a young man, he dreamt about being the starting quarterback for the Browns, and that means starting the season as the starting quarterback, finishing the season, and talk about what it meant to have the opportunity to start, or to finish, I'm sorry, what he started.
To work so hard to get to where we're at, like, I want to see this thing through, you know, I want to finish this strong, and not just for myself, but for the guys in here that I've worked with, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for the past however many months, and so to know that those guys, you know, stood up for me, you know, means a lot.
I want my quarterback with that approach.
Yeah,
if he doesn't have that approach, then he can't be my quarterback. Absolutely, he's in the wrong business, because it's about a production business for 3.5 hours every time you go out in the football field, and so that's fine. But again, you know, you've got to be able to find ways, because this offense has been sputtering. It's going to take some creativity. And that's what I think we're alluding to.
Yeah, it's going to take some creativity. That's why it's all hands on deck. That's why I think everybody's a little open to whatever it takes to win. Brian Hoyer knows he's going to start this game. Brian Hoyer knows he's going to finish this game as long as he performs at the level he needs to. And Johnny Manziel, to his credit, the rookie, took the news in stride, but he was asked, were you disappointed with Mike Pettine's decision to not make you the starter and to stick with Brian Hoyer?
Of course, anytime, you know, you get a chance to go in like I did last week and then not get the nod the next. I mean, sure, I think just being competitive, there's a little bit of disappointment. But at the same time, like I said, after the game on Sunday, I completely trust Coach Pettine with this team, and I think he's put us in the right situation moving forward consistently.
I liked his answers. I think they're the only answers that he could give, but I think it also shows this is a kid who's maturing, who gets it, and who knows. I think he got a lot of confidence out of his brief stint out there and knows that at some point his name and number will be called and that he will be ready to go.
Yeah, and Nathan, I also think, as you said, from, you know, being aware and astute, I agree with that. And I also think that Johnny has seen now and understands, as here we are in the final month of the regular season, that what a world of growth and development awaits for him with Kyle Shanahan as this season is complete and through 7 months of really being able to dive in gung-ho strong into with Shanahan and the nuances of this offense every day. I think Johnny's very aware of that and looking forward to it.
I would agree too. And I think that, you know, as we've discussed for the past 2 days, the pros and cons of each player, and we'll hear Manziel answer a question and give us a soundbite about if he thought the coaches were afraid of him making some of those rookie mistakes that he wouldn't in his second year.
I mean, I think it's part of it. I think you look around the league week after week and year after year, and it continues. Rookies get adjusted by making mistakes. I learned a little lesson, obviously, on Sunday, and hopefully won't make that same mistake going forward.
And I think that's where a lot of people are at, is if you're worried about the mistakes, you know, that's fine when you're comparing it to the mistake-free Brian Hoyer of the first half of the season.
Sure.
When you're comparing it to the mistake-filled Brian Hoyer of the second half, that's when, you know, the argument holds a little more water to make the switch. But I think that's clearly what it is. And as Joe Thomas said yesterday, right or wrong, when you are a player at that level and you're a veteran and you're in a playoff rush for the first time in your career, I don't think you want the head coach saying, we're going with this rookie right here. I don't think that's what they were looking for.
Not at all. And I would think, you know, people speculated yesterday, and Dustin Fox and I discussed this on Red Zone on Sports Time Ohio last night, that I saw on Twitter that, okay, there were a few Browns players that that maybe preferred to stay with Manziel, but I believe that the way you just laid it out, Nathan, extremely accurate, that, you know, these guys, especially on the offensive side of the football, they've been at this now for going into month number 6 with an opportunity to get to the postseason for a guy like Joe Thomas in the first time in his career. They believe, they trust, they have confidence in Brian Hoyer, even though he's faltered and struggled of late. And they believe that – I like the fact that they think they know that they've got to all pick it up to help facilitate his position.
I agree, and I really do think, though, I think even what I read those tweets as from some of the other players that referenced Manziel, they referenced the excitement, they referenced the fun, the dynamic, the spark that is Manziel, but also, too, reading into them, it didn't seem like it was wholeheartedly choosing one way or the other. It was a very independent look into the growth of Johnny Manziel is all season. Oh, we get to see it all day at practice, how dynamic he is, how great he is. And then we got to see a little tidbit of it on the field, and it was great to see. But in no way, as a player, was it like an endorsement of Manziel for that
you
position.
You didn't see like a mutiny.
No, I did not. No, to pin these guys against each other,
not at all, no.
Not at all. No question about it. Final question for Johnny Manziel. Do you think you're ready to be a starter in the National Football League?
No, obviously that's a decision that is made by Coach Pettine, and this week his answer was no. So hopefully moving forward, whatever transpires, maybe next time the answer will be yes.
I thought that was an interesting answer from Johnny right there.
And the head coach says no.
He says the head coach, it doesn't matter. And the truth of the matter is it doesn't matter what he thinks, really.
No, it doesn't. And I think the great thing about it is as much of a personality and as dynamic of a personality and player that Johnny is, and how a lot of people, because of his off the field, I don't want to say issues, but off the field personality, you would expect a more avant-garde answer as opposed to the humble answer. He's embraced his role. I think on Friday, when we get to hear from Johnny every week, he answers those questions great about team and about his role and about embracing it, but also too, as a competitor, when given that opportunity, it's something that he probably will not give back or will never concede, and will continue to compete and fight to be the guy.
Same thing I said about Brian Hoyer certainly holds true. Same way. I'm not going to change. I want him to believe that he can be the starter of this football team and be able to facilitate everything he needs to do to have this team win. Why wouldn't you want Johnny Manziel to feel that way? I'd be disappointed if he doesn't feel that way.
Of course, he's a first-round pick in the NFL draft. He wants to go, and he wants the opportunity to lead his team. That's what quarterbacks want. That's what you want from them, and Johnny exudes that. Brian Hoyer exudes that as well, and that's why I think it was a tough decision for Mike Pettine electing to stay with Brian Hoyer. When we come back, time for a little fact or fiction here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.